This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
You're listening to Shadowbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9.
Well, good evening, Australia.
Good evening, my love.
Good evening. How are you, my love?
Oh, look, I'm a little bit under the weather at the moment.
Yeah.
But I am going to soldier on anyway and present another evening of Chatterbox.
Pep up, Brett. It's showbiz.
I know.
And it's not just showbiz.
No, it's not
We've
just
got
showbiz.
One of my favourite people in the whole wide world on the show tonight.
Yes. And who is it, my love?
Oh, it's the gorgeous Hinban Nir from Tel Aviv.
Yes.
Yes, she's a divine, delightful friend of mine.
Can I say, I quite like her title, the Princess Nir
Princess
from
Nir
Tel Aviv.
Yes, well, we'll find out why she's Princess Nir from Tel Aviv a little bit later on. But she's one of my most gorgeous people that I know. We met many years ago at work and forged a very dear friendship.
I know. And she's an absolute hoot as well. Now, my love.
Yes.
What's Chatterbox about again?
Chatterbox is a talk show where we bring in a member of the GLBTIQQALMNOP community.
Yes, my love.
And they basically get to choose four songs that tell their story. And they have a bit of a chat with us and they have some fun. And then we ask them some awkward questions at the end of the night. But look, it's a bit of fun, but it's we get to the heart of the matter too.
Now, my love.
Yes.
We're going back in time for our first track tonight, aren't we?
There's no real reason for this other than the fact that we were at a barbecue on Sunday and somebody was talking about this band. And
yes.
They're a great 80s funk band called Shalimar, who are American but huge in the UK. And this is one of my favourite Shalimar tracks called I Owe You One. So you're listening to Brett and Andrew on Chatterbox on Joy 94.9. Chatterbox with Rhett and Andrew on Joy 94.9. And that was our first track for the night, which was the wonderful Shalimar with I Owe You One.
Yes, my love. Goodness. Now, we've already had a message.
We have. It's a lovely message from a first-time listener.
Yes.
Well, it's from Hannah in Seddon.
Yes.
And it says, I usually work on Wednesday night, so I'm a first-time listener, Brett and Andy. You both have the most glorious, fabulous, happy, sunshiny laughs. Cripes, I can't get enough. Oh,
aww,
that's gorgeous,
Hannah. You're darling.
Just text us in at about 5 to 11 and see if you still think the same.
I know, she could be changing to another station.
As my mother used to say, oh, it gets very old very quick.
Now, my love, we've got a very special guest tonight, don't we?
We do. It's one of my favourite people in the whole wide world. And, God, look, without further ado, it's Hinban Nir from Tel Aviv. Welcome to Chatterbox.
Yay!
Thank you very much. Oh. I'm beyond excited.
How are you, my darling?
I'm thrilled.
Now, darling, we met, oh God, many years ago in the world of corporate, but then we went from one workplace that was quite functional in retrospect. respect.
And we went all relative.
We went to
was
work.
It?
We went to work somewhere that we like to call the House of Dysfunction.
Oh, probably, yes.
We're not naming names.
No, we're not naming names.
Not that they've got lawyers.
They couldn't names. Afford them.
I'm not even sure if they've got offices anymore.
No, they don't. But we went to work at a, I'm going to call it a business. How would you best describe it?
A place of dysfunction with people that were strange and unwell and rather cruel.
Honestly,
it was so dysfunctional that, Andrew, we used to go to the lift, the glass lift in our very 80s building and pretend that we were on Dynasty.
It was a glass
to escape,
lift.
To escape the misery.
We used to pretend we were at La Mirage, the hotel in Dynasty, and just go up and down for 20 minutes because everyone there was so dysfunctional and so twisted. And we used to go for coffee and sit and look at each other and say, it can't be all of them and we're normal. But yeah, it yeah. actually turned out
no,
that was the case.
It was.
We're not normal. Entirely normal. But
well, we were, again, relatively normal there. Well, we could say hello to people when we saw them and also make eye contact.
It was bizarre. It was yes. it was this office full of about 75 introverts that just used to get yeah. in, put their heads. It was bizarre. And it drove us insane.
We survived, though. We survived.
Just,
I know.
Just. But now, also, I've got an apology to make. Because I think on this radio show
you
and
do,
also on
you
social
do owe
media,
us an apology, yes.
I've slurred your dog.
You have the
gorgeous Ziggy.
Jujubee.
Now, why is his nickname Jujubee?
Well, Andrew, as you may recall, one afternoon we escaped the rigors of work and watched a number of episodes of RuPaul's Drag Race.
We were in our late 30s and we bunked off work and went to my house and watched Drag Race.
And there was a contestant on there who quite impressed me.
Yes.
Yes.
Called, I think it was more like Jujubee.
It was Jujubee.
It's Jujubee.
Yeah.
But with my heritage, that sounded a bit wrong. So I kind of zha-zha'd it up to Jujubee. And when I saw Ziggy that afternoon, I just looked at him and it just came out. Jujubee. And forever he is now known as Jujubee.
Now Ziggy is Imba's dog, who's a gorgeous, yes. gorgeous Pomeranian chihuahua.
He's a Pomawawa.
A Pomawawa.
He's a Pomawawa.
Who I outed as a homophobe, both on air and on social media this week.
Yeah,
but
he's got issues.
Whenever I go there, he turns into what we call Trembolina because he literally just stands in the doorway and shakes.
It would have nothing to do with your booming voice, though, would it?
I think it might have something
it
to
do. It may have, yeah. But Ziggy came with, Jujubee came with quite a bit of baggage. He's a rescue pup from New Beginnings Animal Rescue. And he's a bit fearful and anxious, doesn't like change, doesn't like men, doesn't like people in uniforms or hats or big cars. He doesn't like books from the library.
He doesn't because of the smell, apparently.
The smell of the book.
He is my third child, though. I love him dearly. He's beautiful.
He's a beautiful dog.
He is. He's gorgeous.
He's slightly
special.
Slightly special, yes. But a beautiful dog nonetheless.
Yes, yes. I don't think he's homophobic. I just want to be clear about that.
He's not crazy on your mum either, is he?
No.
Oh, my God. Is he an anti-Semite as well?
We're going to have another show with full of apologies.
There really will be.
Oh, my God. You're listening to Chatterbox tonight with Brett Nanny and our very special guest, Princess Niv of Tel Aviv, only on Joy 94.9.
Listen to us everywhere. Download the Joy smartphone app. Now at joy.org.au.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our very special guest, the gorgeous Imba Niv on Joy 94.9.
Yes, Chatterbox is a late night chat show here on Joy, and we ask our guests to come in and tell us a little bit about their life through song and chat. And we're going to go back in time, aren't
we,
Andrew?
Can we do that through dance as well?
It just doesn't tend to translate well on radio. Oh, <yeah.
laughs> I could have done interpretive dance, but that's okay.
Can I say, over the years, I've done some of the best impressions in the studio. And basically myself and a co-presenter have seen them. So we have talked about Skycam.
Probably best
Joy
not.
Cam, yes. But probably not, even though we are looking rather smashing tonight in our different shades of blue.
You can find us on Instagram, quite frankly.
You can.
But darling, we're going to go back now and talk about growing up your early life.
Oh, yes.
Now, we introduced you on social media as Princess Niv from Tel Aviv. Tell us why. Why was that?
Well, I am Israeli born and grew up just outside of Tel Aviv. Yes, that was my first 11-odd years. There are a couple in there that I spent also in the States, but predominantly those first 11 years were spent in Israel, in the land of milk and honey.
What was it like?
Oh, I don't know how to describe it in a brief, kind of succinct way, but it was colourful.
I was going to say, exactly.
Make any sense at
We've
all.
We've got the whole hour. It's all right.
It was an interesting place. I grew up there during a fairly peaceful time, and I grew up in a very secular part of Israel and a secular family, but still, I guess, traditional in some ways. And I was very lucky to get involved in lots of things. So my family got, you know, us involved in all sorts of extracurricular activities. So lots of dancing and music and figure skating.
Now, can I say, when we first met and you told me that you were ice skating in Israel.
Yeah, the first question popped into my mind as well.
How do you set up a skating rink in the desert?
Yeah, exactly. How the who, the what, the where, the...
I was coached by a camel, but we'll go back to that later. Well, my first skating rink outside of the States, I did have a little try when I was very young, but in Israel they're very innovative in Israel.
Yeah.
And so they're very good at finding solutions to big problems, like how do you have an ice skating rink in a very hot place? That's going to be energy efficient. So we skated on Teflon.
Oh my God, a scan pan. You just basically skated on a giant scan pan.
Yes. It was like in the equivalent of Luna Park. They set up this Teflon rink.
Oh my God.
And it was, for someone that didn't really know what ice felt like, it felt like the real thing. I had skates with blades, and they were white, and I wore Lycra. So there you go. That's all you need, right?
How different was it to ice, though?
It's actually much slower. And you can't kind of dig in your toe. And so some of the kind of spins and jumps are quite different.
Yep.
But, you know, we made do, and had a great coach called Dieter.
Yeah.
And he wore a white Lycra jumpsuit with gold sequins, and I was totally in love with him.
Was Dieter maybe a little bit gay?
Perhaps.
Oddly. It's on the cards.
Now, he wore that. He only wore that when we performed, I should clarify.
Not in the supermarket.
Oh, God, he was down by the general store buying lox and bagels.
That's right. But, later on, I actually returned to Israel when I was about 19, and they had built a proper skating rink.
Oh, wow.
Isn't it? Which was interesting because they spent a lot of money on this skating rink, but not much on the roof. And it snowed because it's in the north of Israel. Yeah. It snowed and...
Did it collapse?
It was actually northern Israel.
Yeah.
And which was on the border with Lebanon.
Yeah.
Which was often bombed. Yeah. So we'd have Katyushas and you'd have to kind of stay indoors or go to your shelter while we were there. And so there were lots of bombs, lots of Katyushas coming our way, but nothing ever hit the skating rink. However, it snowed and the roof collapsed.
Fell in.
So then we had an open ice skating rink.
Just the way to think of it, resourceful.
Yes. And I was going to say, and about a 3-inch swimming pool at the same time.
We kept skating.
Oh, my God.
Now, darling, a big part of Chatterbox is we get our guests to choose four songs.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about your first song.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Xanadu.
Yay!
Can I say what I think is heaven? We've had, 24, 25 shows?
And so
There's
many
been a,
gays.
A lot of gay men
So
come
many
in.
Gays.
It took a straight Jewish woman to come in to choose Xanadu.
Xanadu. I remember Xanadu in Israel coming out around when I was about 10.
Yeah.
It's possible that it came about 20 years earlier because Israel was a bit behind. But it was very meaningful. You know, I was the youngest of four kids, so I listened to a lot of my older siblings' music. Yeah. But this was my own.
This was only
mine. They hated it and I loved it and it was mine. And it involved Lycra and roller skates, which is kind of like ice skates.
It involved a boot.
A boot with some kind of thing
attachment.
That slides.
That's
yeah.
And look, we've talked a little bit about Xanadu over the years, and Xanadu, the film bombed worldwide, but the album didn't. This was Xanadu, and there was one or two.
Can't Stop the Music was another one.
Yeah, that also bombed, but the album.
So I think the soundtrack was a Xanadu, the film was a Xanadont.
Pretty much. And here is Olivia and ELO now.
Fabulous.
Oh, roller skates on.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our special guest Inban Niv on Joy 94.9.
Open your eyes.
Twinkle Little Xanadu. You're listening to Brett and Andrew and our special guest Inbar on Chatterbox on Joy 94.9. And that was Inbar's first track of the night, which was Xanadu.
Absolutely.
By Livy.
Yes.
And ELO.
Now, can I say, whilst that song was on, we've had another message.
We've
and
if a couple.
You want, I love. First message.
First one is, it's anonymous. So yes. We'd love to know who you are, but we don't. So we'll just have to move on. We'll stagger us. We'll totter on.
Totter bravely, on, my love.
Saying, loving Xanadu. This is an awesome show. Thank you. Thank you, Anonymous. Thank you for listening.
Oh, bless. And Philippa from Yarraville goes, goodness, I love your show. Goodness, we love you, Philippa. Oh. You're awesome.
Hi, Philippa. We do act like we love you a lot.
She's quite fabulous. She is. She's okay, Inbar. So you're in Israel, but then you leave.
We left. My dad got a job in the States, so we went and lived in Maryland, or kind of just outside of Washington, D.C. for 3.5 years, which was a fab time for an 11-year-old.
Yeah.
The 80s were there, the music, the outfits, and I just loved it. It was a great time, very social.
Yeah.
Got to travel around a lot throughout the States, which was great. I got to skate at the Rockefeller Center.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
So I got to go from Teflon to ice then.
Yeah.
And also,
like the Gucci of ice as well. Yes. It's like Christmas at the Rockefeller Plaza.
Oh, my gosh. So sparkly. So sparkly. That is actually where my secret love of Christmas was born. And then also in the States, there was a bigger selection of Lycra than there was in Israel.
Yeah,
so
course.
I really celebrated that.
It'd be almost bottomless, you would imagine.
That's right. Any shade, any colour, any texture, any stretch.
Now, did your mum used to make your outfits
She
as
did.
Well?
She did, until I became too difficult to make outfits for.
But didn't your mother also do knitting?
Quilting. My mum's a quilter. She still quilts a little bit. She's very crafty. And she's actually the one, my mum, Ariella, is the one that brought quilting to Israel. She pioneered quilting in Israel.
Oh, my God.
She even wrote a book. Yes. I unfortunately did not inherit those skills.
Oh.
But I like to celebrate her skills.
You can pick it up later if you like.
Maybe. I have tried.
Do you know, I have thought about it, and then I've gone, I don't know if Andrew would ever leave me down, could ever just keep his mouth shut if I started something like that. Because I do feel that after a certain age, I think you need a craft,
and I think you
need to be dedicated to your craft.
Yep.
And you have the craft of Christmas, my love.
Yeah.
And we've got Bonnet Day coming up.
I was going to say Bonnet Day.
Andy just goes to town on that as well, but I'm thinking I need a craft of some sort. Don't know what it is, but I'm trying.
Let it happen, Brett.
Yeah, I think so.
That's my advice. Let it be.
So you left Washington and moved to Australia.
We did at the age of 15, and that was not a good age to start a new life.
To resettle somewhere. And particularly going from the States to Australia.
Yes.
At that time would have been really difficult.
Oh, it felt barren, Sharon.
Yeah.
It really did. I remember it being hot and everything was closed.
So did you come
straight? That pretty much summed up Australia in the 70s and the 80s. Yeah. Hot and everything
was
shut.
The late 80s.
Yeah.
There was a lot of green and gold. I was what is this strange colour combination?
Bicentennial year was 1988. Yeah.
I've got aesthetics, you know, and that really bothered me.
What year did you come out?
88.
Same year as me.
Yes, December 87 we arrived.
Yep.
And
let's make it great in 88.
And, of course, one of the first places we went to was the local skating rink in Oakley, which I believe is still there.
Yeah, it is.
And it was shut. So my mum was like, well, you can't afford to not skate for the whole summer. I'm sending you to the most exciting place in the world, Canberra.
Oh, no.
No, Canberra in the 80s.
So I hung out there.
Oh, boy.
Can I just say, there are a lot of racist people in Canberra. Yeah, I was quite shocked as a
15-year-old.
I think
they still are. Most of them are in Parliament
House.
I was going to say, I couldn't decide if it was Canberra or just the skating rink, but it felt a bit racist. A bit
great
shocking.
Impression of Australia.
Oh, yes. It was not a good impression to begin with. It took me a long time.
How long
did
it take you
time.
To settle in, can I ask?
I reckon it took me years. I think I still felt very kind of torn and a real pull towards Israel, a pull towards the state. So I felt kind of that I didn't really belong anywhere for a long time and contemplated living in lots of different places probably until I was much older.
Yeah.
Even at school, it felt kind of this, it still felt like another world.
Yeah, it's such a tough age, I think, 15, to uproot and go to a completely different country, particularly, as you said, Australia in the 80s, where it was hot and closed. But it is. It's just a difficult age because that's sort of just really where you're sort of coming into young adulthood and you're sort of forming who you are. So to be sort of picked up and dropped somewhere completely new is a really, really tough gig.
It was shocking.
Absolutely. Hey, you're listening to Chatterbox tonight with Brett and Andy and our very special guest star, Imba, only on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our very special guest, the gorgeous Imba Niv on Joy 94.9.
Absolutely. And hey, we've had a few more messages sent through. My love.
I'm going to read this because it's got tricky names and you know you're not good with that.
Yes, I'm not very good with that.
Sorry. Bad at radio etiquette. Bindu, Andrew and Eva from Eltham.
Oh,
thank you. Thanks for texting in, guys.
And we've got another message. Loving the show. What a brilliant guest. Learning so much, though. I think I've known her for 20 years. The lovely Anna.
Can I say, Anna. I totally understand what you mean, because there's sometimes we've had people on that we've known for such a long time and they've been on the show for like 15 minutes and it's like, I literally had no idea you spent 20 years in Perth.
It is a little bit like that.
So we're going to continue to probe Miss Niv as the night goes on.
Yes. Now, my love, it is the midway. It's a halfway point.
I know, it flies.
I know. It just flies tonight.
So much more to say. There's so much more to give.
My love, could you want to, just if anyone's tuned in for the first time, what's our show about again?
Look, we are a talk show where we bring in a member of the community to, firstly, they pick four songs, and they can be four songs that are just important to them, or they can be four songs that actually tell a bit of a story about themselves, and they have a bit of a chat, a bit of a yarn with you and I, and lots of fun and lots of laughs.
Absolutely.
So yeah, that's the show in a nutshell.
And we've got the beautiful Imba tonight telling us through her stories and song
and
chat.
Now, before we went to the break, Imba was talking about moving from Israel to the States and then finding herself in Australia at 15. But then let's jump forward a couple of years, because what happened then? You sort of went into young adulthood and you became a young lady.
It's such a lady. My mum is still disappointed that I don't wear pearls or Laura Ashley.
So was mine. So, Imba, what happened next?
I met a man.
Yes.
Well, I met a few men.
Yeah.
But a particular man I met. So kind of, hit uni age. I was a late bloomer, so I was one of those mature age students. And moved out of home before that. But essentially, the year was 1995 and things changed. I met Luke, now my husband.
Yeah.
And Luke was raised a Catholic. A Jewess.
So this is when you went from being a good Jewish girl to...
Well, I don't know if I was ever that good.
No, I can't imagine you would have ever been that good.
I think what that year and that time represents is me coming out officially as a bad Jew. And what I like to tell myself, because it makes me feel better, is that I'm a good person but a bad Jew, or maybe a bad Jew and a good person. Yeah. There's lots of different ways you could kind of say that.
So what constitutes being a bad Jew?
Well, I think lots of little things. You know, a lot of Jews might sneak in a bit of bacon.
Yeah.
Maybe mix their dairy and their meat at odd times when they're far away from home. But I think it really kind of, you really make it official, and you kind of hit that official status when you marry out. And Luke's name's not out. His name is Luke. He's Catholic. So people would often kind of say, so you married out? And I'd say, his name is Luke.
Oh, wow. So people were still saying, are you married out?
People would say that. And people would often say, you know, so you're going to have children. And once we had children, oh, your poor children, they'll be so screwed up. So I'd like to kind of say to all those people in interracial or inter kind of religious marriages, it's not the multi-religious confusion that will stuff up your children. It could be something else, I think.
In fact, it's potentially the people saying that that are likely to have stuffed up children.
Yes, I think my children will have other reasons to need to go to therapy.
Now, being a bad Jew also gave you the opportunity to do one other thing that you and I both bonded fairly early on about, which was Christmas.
Yes, I do. Luke, we've talked about this openly. I do use Luke for Christmas. And now we have offspring, it's even better.
It's for the children.
Can I say the Catholics, it's all right to use the Catholics for Christmas. It's their thing.
Yeah, well, he's actually a bad Catholic, so we kind of... people ask us, how are you raising your children? I like just like to say, he's a Catholic, I'm a Jew. We raise our children as wolves.
Yes.
You know? It's all sorted.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. And with Christmas, we raise them with a Christmaker bush.
Exactly.
Yes. So you can have both. You can have it all. I have the candles and the lights.
See, I quite like the menorahs. Like, there's some gorgeous menorahs. And I just think, well, could I not just add that to
Christmas? Thank God you've got a gynecologist.
I'm sorry, there's a suburb in Perth when I was growing up called Menorah as well, and it's actually a Jewish has a huge Jewish community well, but I don't think it was actually named after that. It was named after something else, so I always get them mixed up. But I don't think there's anything wrong with going, well, I really like this part of a religion or a culture, and I also like this part, and it's your own life. What's the point? What's the harm in combining them?
Yes, we're atheists, so it's all kind of traditional stuff.
I think being able to draw the best bits of anything and make something even more beautiful out of it is
the way to go.
Especially
if it's got sparkling lights and presents.
Absolutely.
And food.
Now, darling, what's your second track for the night?
So my second track is...
You only chose four. Come on.
York. I know, and I struggled with only four, can I just say. I felt very restricted.
Can I say, we must have guest on, but he said that we need to use this FBI need to use this as a profiling technique, because it just forces you to bear yourself. Bear yourself.
Can I say, the biggest
down
feedback
to the
we've
minimum.
Had...
I feel like I've been stripped bare.
The biggest feedback we've had from guests is like, we are just torturous for only selecting four songs. And originally when we started the show, we only asked our guests to select three. That was like, these people were coming in on the verge of a nervous breakdown.
This is what I imagine the army is like. Yeah. I've never been.
So your second track is Björk.
Yes. It's Oh So Quiet. So that came out in 1995, around the time it came out as a bad Jew. And,
this is when you married out. Wasn't it?
Out herring. I started to go out without. His dog, his name is. His nickname.
And big love to Luke. Hope you're listening.
It's one of my favourite tracks still. It makes me want to sing and dance. And it's gorgeous. I love Björk.
Fabulous. And here she is now, Björk, with It's Oh So Quiet.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our special guest Inbar on Joy 94.9.
So still, shh, shh, you're all alone, shh, shh, and so peaceful until you wanna laugh, you wanna cry, you cross your heart and hope to die till it's over, and then shh, shh, it's nice and quiet, shh, shh, but soon again, shh, shh, starts another big riot.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our very special guest, the gorgeous Inbar Niv on Joy 94.9. Now, that was Inbar's second choice for the night, which was Björk with It's Oh So Quiet.
Oh, my God. And we were just talking about how fabulous the film clip. It was like from a 1950s musical.
It was gorgeous. Yeah. It was the original Flash Mob.
Yes, it was. Now, speaking of Flash Mobs, I remember a couple of years ago, you were involved with a bit of a Flash Mob.
Yes.
We came to see you in the city.
Yes. There were others that I did, but were not officially recognised.
It's just dancing outside a restaurant isn't technically a flash mob.
No, because it was missing the mob.
Just flash.
Missing the bob. I love, but you know what I loved about that day was everyone was there knowing that the flash mob was going to happen.
It wasn't so secret, was it?
But it was still fabulous, though.
It was heaven.
Absolute hoot. I'm shocked that Andy and I weren't actually involved with it. That would have been a bit of fun.
No, you can do it. I'm
all right.
Completely uncoordinated.
That's actually a special day in our relationship, Andrew, because you met my mum.
I met your mum, that's right. And yes. I adore your mum.
Yes, special day.
I think this is why Jujubee detests us both.
You're connected.
He senses our connection, mine yes. and your mum's connection.
Yes.
Now, darling, this is the part of the show where we get our guests to talk about travel, career, or passions. And it's a part of the show that I'd really like to spend talking about. Look, we started the show off talking about we met in corporate, then we went to the island of dysfunction for a while, but then you did something incredibly brave and incredibly admirable, which you went out and you started up your own business.
Yes, I think I think the house of dysfunction or island of dysfunction, as you called it, was a really big turning point for me. And sometimes something really bad has to happen to make you think, no more.
Oh,
I'm doing something different. Yep. And so it was a real kind of wake-up call that I needed to do something that I was passionate about. And I'd already started, I think it was a few months earlier, teaching dance, which is my background. And I was really loving that. I started doing that because I couldn't find a dance school that I felt that respected children for who they were, and particularly girls.
Yep.
So I think some people have actually said that the dance school feels very feminist, and you may call it that.
Because I think one of the things you said, I remember you coming into work and saying like, oh my God, I just need to find something for the girls where it's not about midriff tops and
yes.
crumping to Beyonce. And
yeah, that's right.
Know,
that kind of
creative uses, and age appropriate.
Yeah, and is a bit more cerebral than kind of monkey see, monkey do stuff.
Yeah.
So I'd already started that, and then I got a gig as doing some choreography for a local school, and I think, yeah, working in that place kind of made me feel like I really needed to – I couldn't go back to corporate. It ruined all that. And so I started the Yellow Dance Spot, which has now just entered its fourth year.
Wow, is it really?
Yeah.
It would have to be, yeah.
Yeah, and it's been it's hard – as many of us know, it's really hard kind of starting your own thing from scratch, but hugely fulfilling, financially a bit crippling at times, but it's been worth it, and it's grown, and it now employs myself and another teacher. Just yesterday, we had an admin assistant that started with us as well. We have lots of kids. We work with childcare centres, schools.
So for the listeners at home, how does Yellow Dance Spot differ from a traditional dance school?
Sure. So the Yellow Dance Spot is really about creativity in the arts. And so we're all about, of course, dance, but it's kind of woven into that is a love of learning, an appreciation for children's curiosity, and I guess an engagement in the world, and using dance as a tool for that.
Yeah.
And we use dance in the classroom, so as a tool for divergent thinking or creative thinking. We use dance in childcare centres for early literacy development.
Wow.
And we've been recognised for that, which is really great. And we also do a lot of dance in response to art.
Yeah.
So we work with Heidi Museum of Modern Art.
Yeah,
We work with the National Gallery of Victoria, the Royal Botanic Gardens, and that keeps expanding.
Yep.
It's really fulfilling to be able to engage children in the arts from a young age, and we know that has repercussions for later on in life. And so we do ballet. We do teach ballet, not as an end in itself, but as a tool for learning dance and connecting with your body. Contemporary dance is big for us.
Could you also bring in, I know I've seen obviously on your website that you've brought in some, you've done some workshops on like African dance and dancing
That's
from
right.
other cultures
yeah.
as well, which I think is fantastic.
Yeah, so introducing kids to different cultures and using dance and music, which kids are so open to. So it's highly rewarding. I just adore it.
So if somebody wanted to find out a little bit more about the Yellow Dance Spot, where could they go?
They could visit our website, which is www.theyellowdancespot.com. And you can find us on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter as well.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. Hey, you're listening to Brett and Andy on Chatterbox tonight with our very special guest, Imba, only on Joy 94.9.
Joy!
You're listening to Brett and Andrew and our special guest, Imba, on Joy 94.9. Oh. Now, Imba, big part of Chatterbox is you get to pick four songs.
Mm-hmm.
We've played your first two and we're just coming up to your third. So do you want to tell us a little bit about your third song and why you chose it?
I chose Always On My Mind by the Pet Shop Boys. It was a close call between Madonna and Pet Shop Boys, but I went with that one. I just love this song. It, when it's at a party, it's always on my playlist at a party, so I just love it.
It's fabulous. So without further ado, this is the Pet Shop Boys with Always On My Mind. You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our special guest Inbar on Joy 94.9. Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our special guest Inbar on Joy 94.9. And Inbar, that was your third track for the night, which was the Pet Shop Boys with Always On My Mind.
Now, we've had a couple of messages sent through.
We have indeed.
First one has come through from Tina, and the subject is, we live 2 doors down from Inbar.
Hi, Tina.
She's saying, we're loving the show tonight. Great to hear you on air, Inbar. By the way, can we borrow some coffee?
Sure, Tina, because I need to return your tin of paint and also your Tupperware.
That's Christina, Lottie and Eartha.
Oh, bless. And another message. This one's just a random message saying, love the show and Inbar is so funny.
This is not a random message. This is the gorgeous Sally Streisand.
Oh, right.
Sally. Good evening, my darling.
Now, this was part of the show. This is when you're in the hot seat, Inbar, and my lovely partner questions, embarrassing questions, and it's called Out of the Box. And my love, question number one.
Question number one is, what is your guilty pleasure TV show or movie? You know that one that just gets 1 out of 10 if it's lucky when it's being rated on IMDb.
I'm sad to say there are so many. I would have to say Long Island Princesses.
Now, what is Long Island Princesses?
It is a reality TV show about a sophisticated bunch of girls who live in Long Island and happen to be Jewish. And they are a bit spoilt. And it's just full of fabulous drama.
Isn't there one particular girl on it, though, that's like, slightly unhinged.
Yeah, actually, they're all a bit unhinged. They're all a bit unhinged. But they just come up with some wonderful sayings that I can't repeat on air. They make me laugh. I love it.
There's that charming woman from the Real Housewives of New Jersey who calls everyone a prostitution whore.
Teresa. I can't do a housewife.
No.
I'll never do a housewife.
Next question is,
Inbar, what's the most embarrassing thing outside of skating? Oh, well, maybe you want to include your skating costumes, but I've seen them and they're fabulous. But what's the most embarrassing outfit you've ever worn?
Well, I do recall a pair of overalls, denim overalls that I wore for way too long because I'm going to reveal quite a bit about myself here. They were Calvin Klein.
So they must
and
still
so
be
I
fashionable.
Thought they were cool. And can I say credit to the lovely Luke who still went out with me even though I was wearing those overalls.
What type of time period are we talking
about? Oh, I don't want to get into that. I thought they were slimming and cool.
Oh, my God. Dungarees are never slimming. Even on you, and you're like a tiny, tiny little water sprite. Last question is, What's the most embarrassing song in your music collection?
There are many to mention, but one that comes to mind is Sexy Eyes.
And who would be singing Sexy Eyes?
Well, it's the lovely Wigfield, Brett. Oh, we've got like a...
Can anyone hear that?
No?
That's no, we don't put our phones on the microphones, Andrew.
I'm not going to sing it, but it pretty much goes, ooh, ooh,
sexy eyes. I want to take you to paradise.
Yes. It's genius.
Look, embarrassing our guests. This is what Chatterbox is about. You're listening to Brett and Andy and our very special guest, Imbar, only on Joy 94.9.
Missed your favourite show? Head to the new Joy website and click on podcast to catch up with the best Joy has to offer. joy.org.au.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our special guest, Imbar Niv, on Joy 94.9. And it's the end of the show.
Imbar, you've been a fabulous guest tonight.
Thank you for having me.
And to find a little bit more information about the Yellow Dance Spot, where do they go again?
The website, which is theyellowdancespot.com. And as I said before, we're on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Just look up the name. And yeah, I should have said earlier, it's for children, so ages 2 to 12.
Fantastic. Hey, it's the final song of the night, Imbar. And you've chosen a classic song. I love this song.
I love it too. This is the song that I've been kind of listening to all summer. Prima Donna Girl by Marina and the Diamonds.
And you were saying earlier, she's a nice Welsh girl.
She is.
Is she? Who knew?
She is. I think she's Greek Welsh.
Oh.
Don't quote me on that.
That's interesting.
But she's definitely Welsh.
That's a heady combination.
I love her. Great voice.
She's just got a new album out, actually. They've been plugging it ruthlessly this week on Joy. Prima Donna
Girl. Any final thoughts tonight?
Imbar, I adore you. You know I do. And you've been an absolutely glorious guest. So thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. It's been a thrill, boys.
And good night, Australia.
Good night.
Joy. But it's always someone else's fault. Got you wrapped around my finger, babe. You can count on me to misbehave. Prima donna girl, would you do anything for me? Buy a big diamond ring for me. Would you get down on your knees for me? Pop that pretty question right now, baby. More about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.